grace, for favor. This is my sea to reap what I have sown. Y'all listen at this. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground, now I'm knowing and it's showing.
Lord, good morning, everybody on this wonderful Wednesday. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Get up, it's Wednesday. We have new mercies, and we just need to be glad and just thank God for waking us up this morning, giving us another opportunity to just command our atmosphere for greatness today. What are you going to command your atmosphere? I know that you may be 5 hours, 6 hours ahead of us, but at all, we are right here. on one accord this morning in the presence of the Lord. And we are so thankful and grateful that you joined us to come to our executive meeting this morning, where we put God first, where we come to drink his living water and eat his daily manna. So we need to just be grateful that he has set a platform for us this morning to do those things. So we say again this morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Minister Shakita, can you please bring us up in prayer?
Yes, Evangeline. Good morning, Evangeline, and good morning. Once again, thank you for tuning in with us. It's an awesome privilege for you to come in and commune with us as we fellowship with the Lord himself. It's an awesome feeling. And as we usher his spirit, oh God, we thank you, God. Decrease in me, God, and increase in you, oh God, in me, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day, God. As we continue to move forward, oh God, like never before, oh God, we have put past the things of yesterday, God, and move forward the things in today, oh God. We will continue to, God, to seek your faith, God, and forgive us, God, to leaning on our own understanding, oh God, thus this fall, God, and not seeking truly seeking your faith like we should have, God. We thank you, God, for giving us the understanding and giving us the knowledge that we need, God, to better ourselves, to better our spiritual life, God, to better ourselves mentally, physically, and spiritually, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for the men and women that continue to pour into us, God, for us so we can do the work, do your work, God. We can spread your word, God, to spread your word, God, to let people know that you are a true living witness, God. You are, God. You are doing miracles, God. You are breaking chains, God, and you are causing things to work out, God, for our better, God. You are switching things around. You are moving things around before we even get there, God. You are working it out. And we thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for the pureness of heart, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for cleaning us up inside and out, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for all the things you're doing, oh God. We thank you for this day, oh God. For this day, God, we shall walk out in boldness, God, with no pride, God, in us, oh God, but boldness in you, oh God, with the strength and ability and the knowledge, God, to do the things that you set forth for us to do, oh God. We should not turn back this day forth, oh God, to continue to walk forth, God. We would not turn back, God. We would not turn back. We will continue to stay in the presence of you, God, and stay in the pocket and seek your face. Seek your face and seek your mercy, God, like never before, oh God. And it's in your name, God, I pray to say, God, that continue to, God, to do your work, God, and spread your word, God, like never before, oh God. With every fiber of my soul, every fiber of my body, oh God, I thank you, God. We thank you, God, for this day forth from the mountaintops, from the mountaintops to the heavens, oh God. I love you. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, yes, we do. We love you, Lord Jesus. And we come to you, Father God, with all openness, all humbleness, Father God. And as I stated on one accord, Father, as we surrender all. So listen, today what we're going to go in and get into is the topic is staying on assignment no matter what is going on in your life. I'm going to repeat that again. Today's topic is staying on assignment no matter what is going on in your life. If you listen to Minister Chiquita's prayer, she said that basically no matter what is going on, no matter what, she would sit and put herself in a place where she's going to allow the Lord to lead her no matter what. And that's where we're at on today. And what I do want to say to this is, assignments are not given based on what you want to do, but given based off of God-given ability that you possess. And the first group of people that we want to talk about today is a group of people. Remember in Ephesians, it talks to you about the different people that God has given to edify the church, to give you clarity to be there. But once yesterday, as I started reading into this assignment thing, it was several people in the Bible. It was several, many people. As you flip through the pages of the Bible, you're going to see many people that had assignments, but none as hard as the prophets. The prophets had assignments that if you sit and you read the stories, if you read the different things that they had to do, you will have to ask yourself, God, if you chose me for this, will I be able to do it? Will I be able to continue to move on based on my life situation? And I want to sit and say to you today, they were able to do that, and that's because of their relationship with God. That's because they realized that they were chosen. God chose them. And I'm going to show you where in the Bible, not what I'm saying. It's not what I'm saying. It's what the Bible says. And when it hit me, the revelation came. And if you turn your Bible to Jeremiah 1 and 5, it clearly states here in Jeremiah, Jeremiah was one of those prophets, no matter what was going on, no matter how, but no matter the different things that was going on in his life, he still stayed true to his assignment. Now, there were times that he worried about what different people were going to say. He might have cried about different things. He got the title of weeping prophet. And Jeremiah, let's go to the scripture before we go into it. So the scripture is Jeremiah 1 and 5 to be it specifically. It's actually titled Jeremiah's Call and First Vision. So let's go to 4. It says, the Lord gave me this message. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nation. And this was Jeremiah's response. Sovereign Lord, I said, I can't speak for you. I'm too young. The Lord replied, don't say I'm too young, for you must go wherever I send you and say whatever I tell you. And don't be afraid of the people, for I will be with you and will protect you. I, the Lord, have spoken. And then the Lord reached out and touched my mouth and said, look, I have put my words in your mouth. Today I appoint you to stand up against nations and kingdoms. Some you must uproot and tear down, destroy and overthrow. Others you must build up and plant. So let's go back to the beginning of Jeremiah, where God chose him. He knew already, as I stated, assignments are not given based on what you want to do, but given based off of the God-given ability that you possess. In here, if you look up the word assignment, and I did, and it can mean different things, delegate, appoint. You know, God knows exactly what he has for you and I to do. He knows this. We have to be in a position where we are receiving what he has. And just like this prophet, Jeremiah was a young boy. Jeremiah was young. God knew Jeremiah just as he knows you and I before we are even born. He knows everything. God knows just what he is creating. He knew how he was going to create us. He knew exactly what he has had for us. The question is that once you have identified, or once you are identified and God has chosen you, are you going to walk the walk? Are you going to stay the talk? Are you going to remain on course? And I'm talking to myself, and I'm talking to others, because see, it's to me when it had to be brought. See, sometimes we have to be shaken. We got to be put into a place. And I'm gonna tell you all, I love the rod of correction. I'm just saying this. When you say that you love God, when you say that you love God and you ask God to teach me, or you ask God to show you, and sometimes you get into a place of complacency, or you let other people take over what God has already placed in for you to do. He has given you an assignment, and you let go of God. But then you hold on to other people's situations. So, of course, you can't do two things at one time. not for God. Not when you are being focused and doing what God has ordained you, called you, chosen you to do. Jeremiah was a young boy when he got chosen. He went to God. He said, listen, I'm too young. God said, don't say that. Don't tell me that. What that let me know is that we already know that God is no respecter of person. That we already know that God can call babes to do a work for him. The question is that are you willing to endure what needs to be done? Jeremiah was a prophet that had to endure. Actually, all the prophets had to endure. So we cannot take that. We're just starting with the prophets today. All week we will be talking about something because we just can't take it for granted. We cannot take it. It is a call that God placed on your life, and you have to set everything aside because he has set you aside. How are you getting your visions? How are you getting the knowing? How are you getting the things that God is telling you for you to go in to tell his people? How are you getting it if you got so much other things going on in your life? How are you knowing that what's going on? Because you have chosen to set aside what God has passed for you, what he has created you to do. When I read Jeremiah 1:5, my position, my office right now, it let me know that it's not something that I chose to do. It was something that God chose for me to do. So it let me know that I needed to get my act together because, see, God never gives us anything half-heartedly. Everything that he does for us is wholeheartedly. All the excuses, all of the different things that go on in our lives that we render on to God, you have to ask yourself, are you serious? Are you really? Is this what you're willing to give to God, knowing everything that he gives to you? We have to be into a place that we take God serious. I'm sorry, I got to go way back down there. We have to be into a place where we take, you know, some people say this God thing. I'm not going to say a God thing because it is what it is. He is the creator of this world. He is our supplier. He does everything for us. So when he takes the time out to choose you, we have to be in a place where nothing comes in between you and your assignment. We can't sit, and I'm telling y'all this, I had to be slapped across the head yesterday to be reminded that, listen, what are you saying? Really, I'm putting it into how I take things because I'm a person, I break things down. I am a word person. I break it down. What are you basically saying to me? Do you even understand the words that you're saying to me? How dare you sit and tell me or say these different words to me or even give me an excuse when God has chosen you? Understand the words that's coming out of my mouth. I didn't choose you, but God chose you. So how dare you sit and take his assignment for granted? How dare you be in a place where you give him things half-heartedly? Because one thing that we know, that as I said it before, God is not going to give us anything half-heartedly. We have to be into a place where we receive God's acceptance and approval of us. We get into a place where we allow people to bring us down because they don't believe what you believe, or they don't talk the talk that you don't talk. They don't walk the walk that you walk. They don't have the faith that you have. So you sometimes allow them to overpower you. But I decree and declare today that you really take into consideration what God has done for you and allow them to know or allow what was said. Stop giving God stuff and snatching it back up. And that has to do with your calling as well. That has to do with everything with your calling. How can I sit and give a word, then it's so confused and caught up in everybody else's mess. And I'm talking about family, too, because I'm not an outsider person anymore. I'm not a person that's on the outer court. I'm a person that try to stay in the inner courts, and sometimes you got people in your inner court, or you feel that they're in your inner court, and they are pulling you away from what God sees, which we need to understand. Once we give it to God, it's for God to handle. And sometimes God may have another way that he may want to handle situations. But once you give it to God, then you go back on to your own assignment. But we as people, we don't do that. We stay right there unknowingly in the mess. But if we are in our word, if we're praying like we're supposed to do, fasting is a way of life. Prayer is a way of life. Praising is a way of life. Worshiping is a way of life. Then we won't have that disturbance. We won't have that separation. That separation will not come into play. You will stand the course as Jeremiah did. Jeremiah had to stand. Of course, God told Jeremiah the type of people that he was going to deal with. And see, Jeremiah stayed true to his assignment, even though it may have caused him to be a certain type of way. But I'm going to say this to you. I'm going to go ahead and bring Apostle Temple on and allow him
in. God bless all of you all, and God bless you, saints and friends and partners and listeners all over the world. It's always a blessing. It's always a blessing. As Minister Nita was teaching and ministering to you all, the first thing that we have to identify is what is the assignment. That's the first thing that we have to identify. A lot of times, many people don't even know the assignments and different things that is on their life. They have not came into it. And a lot of people have not come into what is the assignment for their life. Now, you got many people, especially in the Christian faith, into the believer faith, that they have came into assignment. But a lot of them doesn't look at it as a assignment. They look at it as just doing something good, or some folks might say, well, I witness or encourage, and I encourage my brother, I want to encourage my sister. All of them are assignments, and many people don't look at them as assignments. When you encourage your brother or encourage your sister, you are on a assignment to keep that sister lifted up, help them in their faith to keep on moving within their faith. Apostle Paul did a lot of that when he wrote a lot of letters to the different parts of the body of Christ. And, he encouraged them. He encouraged a lot of parts of the body of Christ. He encouraged them to tell them to keep lifting up. So, a lot of times, a lot of people don't understand that their assignment. And when you get to a point to where God begins to hold you accountable, because you do understand your assignment, you do understand what you're supposed to do. You're very clear of your deliverance. A lot of times, you're very clear of what you are doing. A lot of times, it's because people accepted certain assignments. You accepted certain office. You accepted certain position. I wouldn't care if God says, just use ADM for instance. I wouldn't care if God says, okay, you all start at 5 o'clock and this is your time or broadcast. Regardless if it gave it to me or gave it to evangelists, it wouldn't matter. At the end of the day, when we accepted that, we accepted a assignment that we are responsible and obligated for. And we are held accountable for what we accepted. See, many people, you're not held accountable until you begin to accept different things in your life. You cannot be held accountable of something that you have not accepted. And this is a lot of things pertaining to a lot of people, because a lot of people trying to hold themselves accountable or be held accountable of something that they never accept. How can God accept you or hold you accountable and you never accepting him as your personal savior? I'm going to say that again. How can you be held accountable pertaining to the things of the kingdom, pertaining to the things of God, and God never, and you never accepting him as your personal Lord and Savior? And this is a lot of misconcept and misteaching about it. Now, once you begin to accept different things and you begin to accept, now you're accepting the responsibilities, you are accepting consequences, you are accepting rebuking, you are also accepting now, and these are the things that people have to accept as well. A lot of people want to accept the blessings that comes out of this stuff. You know, they jump and shout, they're faithful, favor of God. They got all this stuff that we want to accept the good, but we don't want to accept the other thing, the other end that we signed up for. The Bible put it as this way, it best not to make a vow, then break that vow. Amen? So it's best not to accept something or you come into agreement, then all of a sudden you want to break it. You want to break the deals. You want to rewrite the deals because. You know, and always, it's always a because in somebody's life. It's always a because, you know, because this, because that. You don't think God don't understand? And this is where I challenge a lot of leaders. I hold them accountable. I hold even my colleagues, I hold them accountable. You're not going to come and preach one thing, then all of a sudden, then when the mustard or Pastor Smith used this term, when a tire hit the road, amen, that now you got a different tune you want to sing. You know, that means you wasn't 100% legit committed. You wasn't 100% legit committed. You was 100% committed at that timing. But you wasn't 100% committed. And this is the thing that many people want God to bless them maturely and want God to bless them outstandingly. But the question is, what are you giving? Where are you? What level you are up on? You know, it's something to where people want something, but you have not even come to the place. And now the place that you need to come to, it ain't like it ain't offered to you. It ain't like you don't have the chance or the opportunity to go there or get there. Amen? We use all types of excuses. I've been walking with God faithfully for a long time. And when God put together of something, or he put he give a plan, or we give I give and say, yes, Lord, this is what it is, yes, 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 that's what it is. And at the end of the day, I never seen God come and lay. It's two things that he gave me a break from. One other thing, if I'm exhausted, if I'm tired. Now, it's not exhausted and tired because I got a lot of stuff going on in my personal life. You know, and I got a lot of stuff going on. I've been ripping and running, got 2, 3, 4 jobs and hell in the business and stuff like that. And I'm exhausted and tired. No, I got to be exhausted and I got to be ripping and running and also have whatever assignment or ministry for his people that he told me I got to have. That got to be up in the midst too. And if all that is up in the midst with the commitment of doing his job and doing an assignment that I signed up for, amen, then I seen him say, okay, take a break. You need a breather. You need to back off a little bit. Get somebody else. Amen. Don't do as much. He'll give me, the Holy Spirit begin to give him that type of instruction. Now, whenever I seen the Lord says, hey, you need to take a break off your assignment, and I'm going to break you, or like Psalm 23 say, I lay you down in the green pastures, it's simply because it's your body. Because of your body is under stress. You might be dealing with a sickness. You might be dealing with an illness, and it's the strain of your body, and your natural body need to be rejuvenated. Your mind and spirit and natural body needs to be rejuvenated. And when God stepped in, you know, he's saying you need to be rejuvenated. I just had an experience like that to where I had to pull me back spiritually, and also he had to pull me back naturally because there were some things going on in my body that my body needs to be healed. It needs to be rejuvenated. So, you know, then he pulls you back. But other than that, I never seen him give no other excuse. It's no other excuse for leaders. It's no other excuse when we make this commitment. There's no other excuse when you make these different things. You know, it's no other excuse. And one thing I love about it, you're talking about the blessings is unreal. They are unreal. That's why no one cannot stop me from giving my all unto God, because the blessing, the protection, the covering, he work it out. I'm telling you all, it's unreal. If you have not gone there, you need to try it first, you know, before we make in all these different things. And we need to understand it, that God don't do it with excuses. He do not deal with excuses. Excuses come from people. You got to understand, you're making excuses with a God that, you know, he's a healer. You're making excuses with a God that he's a deliverer. You're making excuses with a God that he's a provider. You're making excuses with a God that he take care of everything. You got to understand, first of all, who you making excuses with before we even try to come with this nonsense. You making excuses with a God that he already told you before. I'm pretty sure if you're a believer, he already told you before a situation hit the fan that he already worked it out. He already done got it all in, all together. We ask people the one to pick up these issues. We pick up these problems. We begin to do these different things, you know, and we begin to give God all these reasons why. You got to understand, how can you give a reason why to God? It's just like I was down in my body. My body was very up under some extreme distress, you know, and it came to a time where God had to use me. God needed me. How can I tell God you can't use me because my body is bad off? And God is the healer. And he don't use me to use my body to heal people. He don't use I speak in healing faith. How can I sit back regardless of what's going on with me and make that excuse to the healer? Are y'all killing me? How can you sit back and make that excuse when God said, I'm a lawyer in the courtroom, and we're going to give him an excuse pertaining to different things legally, illegally, whatever, going on in our life? Are you kidding me? You know, the question now becomes, do you really believe God? Or you just going through a mix of emotions, and you're going through that Christian's up and down roller coaster. Or your life is so traumatized to where you have fear of going back, and your only hope is believing in something. So you choose to believe in God. But your stance, because at the end of the day, when the storms come, when the oppositions come, when situations come, it's going to tell you where you truly are at. I don't care what somebody get up here and preach. I can care less what you get up and speak in tongues. I can care less what you going on. It's going to tell where you are truly at with your walk with God. It's going to tell where you are truly at with your faith with God. You can't fool. I'm telling you, you could try to fool everybody else, but you can't fool the truth and the realization of what it is. Because at the end of the day, if you say you walk by faith and be able to tell somebody on your assignment, we walk by faith and not by sight, but yet you blinded in your situation. Well, that's double standards. God don't deal with double standards. He don't deal with this flip-flop information. He don't deal with. And that's why I always challenge leaders and always get on, especially leaders in ADM, don't you go and try to teach something that you have not even mastered yourself. Don't try to give somebody something that God is still working with you. You know, because you got a lesson, that doesn't mean you got the whole big picture. You might got that lesson because the lesson had to be retaught to you, but that doesn't mean you got it. What's going to happen again, situation is going to come back around again, and can you apply the lesson that you caught in the season that you needed to catch it in? Then once you're able to apply it and you're able to work through it and move through it, then, you know, you have the authorization to be able to release and help somebody else. You can't help somebody with something that you need help with yourself. You know, we can't get this thing twisted. You know, I need to come to it. I can't help you all telling you all to stay faithful to assignment that when things hit the road with me, I'm ready to throw in the towel. I'm ready to quit. I can't come in. I can't do this. I can't do that. I got to stay down. Only way you might see this pastor right here stay down, or I, faith. And I'm glad that he did. Certain things happen, you know, in our job, and I'm glad certain things happened the way it did. Because if it did not happen the way it did, amen, my body, I would never set my butt down. I always kept working spiritually, been working naturally, keep pushing, looking for trying to encourage God's people. I will never set my tail down. And look and listen, saints, because I set myself, because things happen the way it did. Sometimes God will cause a little commotion for you to make a decision, for he could just take you and sit you down just for a second. God had to cause a little commotion with one of my spiritual daughters and cause a little commotion, and it wasn't really for my spiritual daughter. It was for pastor to take a minute to sit down because pastor did not know that he was walking with pneumonia. Amen? I didn't know I was walking with pneumonia. So next thing you know, it hits my body real heavy, and it hits me real pretty good. Amen? But because of God, and this is what I'm talking about, God knows what he needs. He knows what's best for you. You don't need to try to make decisions that is according to the will of yourself and trying to apply it as the will of the Lord. Amen? Because God, even on Sunday, we had thousands of people on the air and people just shouting, dancing, families going off, you know, everything was going on. But they just didn't know Pastor just got out of the hospital. They didn't know. They didn't know I'm battling with pneumonia, you know, got fluid in my lungs. And it didn't sound like nothing was going on. It's because why? I'm faithful to the call. At the end of the day, if I was going to stay here and say, for God, for I live, for God I die, you best believe if somebody, whoever gets the last ounce of breath come out of this body, you best believe if God needs some praise or me to tell somebody that victory is there, you best believe. This is where the anointing comes from. This is where it ain't about your all that good stuff, but yet you can't live it. Yet you can't walk it. Amen? You got all that ka-ka-ka going on, and they'll spit up everything, passing germs and everything else, but you can't live it. You can't walk it. At the end of the day, this walk that we minister and we have these assignments that Evangelist was talking about, this thing is for real. And a lot of people don't treat it. They treat it, oh, God's going to give me a pass. God don't give passes. Sister, brother, let me tell you something. One thing I know about God, I'm not talking about the Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm talking about God. God doesn't give passes. You got to read your Bible. And this is where, I mean, a lot of people don't interpret the Bible to where it's ridiculous. You go ahead and just stay in the context of your Bible. You can deal with from Genesis through Malachi, the Old Testament. You could see God don't give passes. No. He give you opportunity to get it right. But if you don't take that opportunity in that time period, it's going to be consequences. He don't give passes. So we got to redefine, especially the Christian belief, and not even as Christian belief, as you just a person that is in the kingdom. You need to redefine your stance. You need to a lot of people need to redefine themselves. How redefine? I never seen the body of Christ and so many people in the body of Christ quit for everything. Every little thing goes up. They quit. I got a headache. I can't do it no more. I got a stomach, Pastor. I can't teach. I got this going on. I don't know what to do, Pastor. I'm tired now. But yet, you need the healer to step in. But yet, we need the deliverer to step in. But yet, we call on him, you know. But yet, we show everybody our good shouts and our good speaking in tongues, how well I can pray for you. I shout out. Stop playing. That's what you're doing. You're playing. And the enemy just laughing at you because you're playing games. Come on. You know, if we're going to talk it, we're going to live it, if we're going to accept the assignment, we'll accept the accountability that comes with it. We're going to accept accountability. Oh, God, you know, my bills due. How you going to tell that to the person that say, I paid you, you seek you first the kingdom of heaven? You know, seek you first. You know, everything else be added unto you. How can you tell that type of person that excuse? How can I tell God, oh, God, I can't, you know, Pastor, I'm sick, Lord, Lord, have mercy. How can I tell that God? You know, many people probably use as the devil as the reason. I say, well, the devil, God, the devil ain't touching this body. You got to understand, ain't no devil touch past the body. You know, why you can say that, Pastor? Because at the end of the day, you know, I'm covered in the blood of the Lord. And at the end of the day, your natural body, your natural life is going to go through some natural things. It called free will. It called the power of choice. You got the power of choice. People make the decisions. Things happen. Decisions happen. Your body go through changes through the humidity. It go through changes through the weather. It goes through all kinds of stuff. Amen. That's not no attack on the devil. You know, and it's not no reason why for you to put up your assignment unless God leads you in that direction. If he leads you there, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. So we got to make sure we identifying our assignment as a right now. Your assignment is not about being in the fivefold. Apostle, I'm a preacher, I'm a teacher. Your assignment probably be just being faithful in your job, showing a good Christian faith and being a Christian role model, showing how to apply the scriptures on your job. That might be your assignment. Your assignment could be encouraging somebody. Your assignment could be, amen, matter of fact, getting your own life together, ministering to your own life, ministering to yourself, and making your life as a living example, as a living sacrifice. That could be your assignment. So we got to identify of assignment. And do you have assignment? Everybody has an assignment. Everybody has an assignment. And we just need to get out of assignment as I need to open up a church. I need to start a ministry. I need to start this. You already got one. First ministry starts at home. How can pastors tell somebody to be faithful and I'm not even as faithful in my own house? Let me pause and let that set in for a minute. Amen? And that was my first request with me and God. God began to call me into ministry. And I began to let God know, until I could see things manifest in my life, how can I sit here and call myself a prophet? And I prophesize in my own life, and I don't see no manifestation in my own life. How can I do these different things, and I don't even see it myself? I sat back and wait and continued to walk in faith until God been unveiling, and things been manifesting. So we got to identify. We got to work in our own life. We got to do different things. So many of you around the world probably feel like, I don't have an assignment. Your first assignment is your life. He probably didn't add it on to your assignment because he's still trying to get you to recognize and get your own stuff in order and you're pertaining to your own life. Why would he give you an office as a minister? Why would he give you an office as a leader? Why would he give you something that you ain't even must master yourself? Amen? So let's get this stuff together. Let's get into the race. Let's stop all this quitting. You know, leaders, let's stop throwing in the doggone towel and stop being consistent. Amen? And let's continue to work and continue to move in the things of God. If he say he got you, how would you know if you never crossed that threshold when you're going through different opposition, different trials, and you never seen it to the end by faith? You give up. Then next thing you know, God got to stop the whole process just to rescue you because you're drowning. So let's go through this, and you'll see what is on the other side, and you'll see the blessing. Back to you, Evangelist.
As always, we thank the apostle for his wisdom, his words of wisdom, not just his words of wisdom, his experiences. Of course, we have to go through different things to get to where, and that faithfulness, like he said, the faithfulness that he had, not giving up, not throwing in the towel, not allowing other people things to consume him, just staying faithful to the cause. And I'm grateful and thankful, Apostle, for you sharing that, because it is a word in itself. And we just, again, just thankful for that. So as we all leave you all today, the word is do not give up. Continue to move on. Continue. As you all heard Apostle Temple tell his testimony, we had no clue this weekend when he got on that broadcast that he was just coming from a place of illness, but it did not matter. It did not matter. What mattered or what showed or what he displayed is that God is his first priority, and I'm going to dig in. I'm not going to just let something go a certain way because I'm not giving God anything, and I have to be thankful for that, because we want, as I started this broadcast this morning, we cannot give God anything half-heartedly, but we have to come to him wholeheartedly with everything and not give up, no matter what your circumstances is, no matter what your situation is. We know, because the word of God tells us not to be afraid, that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And then again, we cannot continuously pick up other people's mess. We have to stay the course. Like he says, our first ministry is ourselves, getting ourselves first. So this is what we're going to leave you all with today. Again, identify whatever the circumstances, whatever the situation is. And I have to speak, we have to give it to God and allow it to stay there. Get ourselves, show ourselves what is what first of all, and not let it be anything else other than that. So we love you all. We thank you once again for coming on. We thank the apostle. I just have to sit. I'm at awe to know that. I mean, it's a living example. And this is why I don't have a problem with calling him my apostle, y'all. I don't have a problem. I know I may be going off track. I don't have a problem with calling him my apostle, because even through his own situation, through his sickness, being on a bed, I don't know. I have respiratory problems, so I know what a touch of pneumonia brings. I know how it hurts to breathe in and out. I know how, and he still remained the course. He still showed God. He still allowed God to be glorified through him. So I don't have a problem. I say it with a big Kool-Aid smile on my face. Thank you, Apostle. I don't have a problem with calling and identifying him as being my apostle, because he is going to show up and show out as God instructs him to do. So we just, again, thank you. We pray that you have a speedily recovery and continue to just continue the race as you eloquently do at all times. So we'll see you all back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Just continue to have a blessed day. Let nothing take you off course. Stay on course. Stay on fire for the Lord. Continue to know that he's walking with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you if you've made that acceptance in Jesus' name. So we love you. Peace out all over this land. You have a great day.